It is a Saturday. Some clouds, a little breezy, humidity in the air. All in all, a pretty pleasant day. Sunday looks gorgeous in these parts. Here we are in the middle of July, and we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
My back hurts, Steve, from catching fish today.
Oh, no. They were jumping in the boat, huh?
Well, it's an Advil afternoon for me. It was a pretty good morning. We were using what's called a drop shot rig this morning, which is kind of a newfangled fishing type, you know, technique, which is basically a very small tungsten weight, about an eighth ounce, and then you rise up about 2 feet and put a swivel hook on the line. So what this does is it goes through the water column, and that bait, whatever it is, a minnow, a plastic, or whatever, is a couple of feet off the bottom and kind of elevated. And, boy, that worked well today and caught some really big crappies. It was really a good day. It was overcast. We had some wind. It was really just the perfect day. But this drop shot thing is quite a technique. Instead of, you know, dragging something on the bottom, this keeps that bait up elevated and, you know, very visible. So working really well right now, especially this week.
Yeah, and Steve, here we are, traditionally the dog days when things can really slow down, particularly on the walleye bite.
You know, Steve, it has. You know, today was really an outstanding day, but a couple of days ago it wasn't so great, and the day before it was really slow, and there's no doubt things, you know, are very tough at this time of the year. That's why I'm switching lakes a lot. You know, when I get on a lake and don't do well, I don't go back. I just keep prospecting, looking for new water, and I've got very lucky today getting on a lake that I've only been on a couple of times, found the fish right away. But yeah, you got to keep prospecting. It's just like sales. You just got to keep looking and looking for new water. And I was down in Grant County, which is a little bit farther than I normally go, but some of the lakes up there, you know, in the North Country just haven't been very good right now, and the weed growth has really gone crazy. But what's really weird is the water temperatures have dropped 5 degrees this week. Instead of going up, and they were like 78, 79, now they're down 72, 73. And I think that's, you know, one of the reasons fishing has been kind of tough, because that's a really significant drop. Plus, we're competing with a lot of food. There's all kinds of bait fish. You can see them on your electronics. They're suspended about right in the middle of the water column, and there's just tons of these little, you know, pods of bait fish that are maybe an inch or 2 inches long that were just born. And, you know, so it's tough. There's a lot of food out there right now, so we're competing with all that.
Yeah, and Steve, I started seeing the billboards, game fair is coming. Hard to believe how quick it goes.
That means 100-degree temperatures. Whenever I see those ads, it means 100 degrees or 10 inches of rain up to your ankles. It's one or the other. But, yeah, it's coming probably in 3 weeks or so, so we're looking forward to that. But that's a good time, you know. Then we start getting into the hunting mode, and, you know, we're going to be having the dove opener before you know it, September 1, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, which is kind of the kickoff, and bow hunting a couple weeks after that. So yeah, starting to look at the duck broods out there. You're starting to see mom with 8 or 9 little, you know, chicks running around. So it looked like there was a decent hatch. Saw some pheasants on the roadside this morning. That's good. So yeah, so far so good. We'll have to see. But, you know, with all the corn up right now, it's really tough to know what's really going on. But the corn isn't even tasseling yet, too. That's another thing. I'm kind of surprised. It should be by now.
Yeah, and Steve, I was going to say, as far as fishing goes, you know, it's just one of those where, you know, kind of keep plugging away, because I would assume you're still pretty booked with groups that, you know, you got a lot of people that want to get out there, and it becomes, you know, you really got to dig deep in your book of tricks to put people on fish.
Well, you know, it keeps me up at night, Steve.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
It's just, it's like, it's, you know, the tough days of July and August, and it's like people will go, where are we going to go? I don't know where we're going to go. I know where not to go, but, yeah. You know, it's a challenge. And You know, way more difficult than May and June was probably the best 2 months I've had in a long time. May and June were awesome. But, you know, when you get into July and August, it is a struggle. And September can be a struggle. But once October hits and November hits, then it really gets going. So we just got to kind of suffer through this downtime, and it'll get better. You just do the best you can.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Pretty good crappie bite this morning. That is good news. He didn't send me any photos. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. But I think tomorrow could be a challenge with that Twins Rockies tilt out in Denver. I don't know if we're going to get the outdoor news show with Rob Dreisline in tomorrow. We're going to have to confirm that. But typically, on a Sunday, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays between 5 and 6 with Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News. And it's going to be tough. We got a 2:10 first pitch in Colorado with the Rockies and with the post-game show. May get part of it in. But once again, typically on Sunday afternoons at 5, the Outdoor News with Rob. A lot of great guests. Tons of great info. It is 4:13. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to preview the 3M Open coming to the TPC of the Twin Cities. Of course, the final major of the year for the men is underway at the Open at Royal Portrush. And some of the top players in the world will be here starting tournament play next Thursday. And Mike Welch, tournament director, joins in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.